Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Day 9. And we are coming. Oh, I got to put it on a camera. Holy cow. Holy cow, you huckleberry. I think it happens pretty quickly. There we go. Sorry about that. Hey, good morning. I think we're a couple seconds behind. I don't know why. I was down here so early today, just working out and moving and stretching. And then the little phone beeps that says we're live. All right. Hey, good morning, everybody. Day 9, and we are digging in. If possible, take this in. Eyes closed if it works. It's so easy to look out into the world and imagine what I would do. I'd move this, paint that, clean up this corner, and turn this wall into a mural. I'd take money from here, put it over there. From this vantage point, where I don't have to do anything but talk about what I would do, life is so clear. I see only the possibility that someone else, a committee, a government, should implement. I certainly can't do it. I'm just one person. I give away my power by pretending that there is anything I can't do. From booking great gigs to making $1 million to traveling anywhere in the world I want to go, first class tickets. Thank you very much. Marianne Williams reminds us, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You're a child of God. You're playing small, does not serve the world. In today's fast action, we will point at one part of our life that needs changing. And we are the only ones in the world who can and will do it. We'll play big by seeing something that isn't congruent with who we are. We'll affect it. And we'll feel the power. Sound good? It's a good day. Ah, got that big monitor up there, and I don't feel like this is one of my beautiful mornings. So, full transparency there. All right, let's dig in. Hey, today we will identify something that is a block in our creativity, our ease, our sense of peace, or who we see ourselves as in the world. That's a big one. Let's identify something that isn't congruent with who we see ourselves as in the world. Yeah, this is a good journey here today. Then we're going to do something completely magical. We are going to fix it. Hey guys, for better or for worse, this is an economy that eats those who wait, those who require permission to create or to sell or to propose or to lead in their market are feeling the breath of death's messenger on their back at all times. You have to be. This economy is so damn hungry. So what we're doing in this group and what I stand for in this world is getting us out of that place where we're feeling that breath of death, of stagnation on our back and moving forward every single day. And a great question at the end of the group that's going to tie into that well. We are taking daily fast action so that we are relevant and vital to our market, to our clients, and to the people that don't even know we're coming yet. That's my favorite, the ones who don't even know we're coming yet. It's a different level of thinking, and you can just plant the seed right now. Nothing we have to do today. We are taking risks so that opportunities come across our radar first. You know what it's like to hide out. Know what it's like to play small, to do the same thing year after year, to keep going for the things you already know how to get. We're taking risks so that we are on the radars of people who have opportunities that we can jump into and create bigger experiences than they ever imagined possible. We face the world with a smile and optimism so that people feel good when they encounter us. And we've talked about this a lot in our fast action already. To show up, to do all the different life elements that we've already talked about in 8 days, and show up and be the person who's the beacon of light, who's the smile. We forgive instead of holding on. We complete old beliefs. We give gratitude, especially when it's hard, so that our sphere of influence is a safe zone for creativity. Yeah. That's how we can attract prosperity, by having that safe zone that whenever we step into something, whenever we pitch, whenever we propose, whenever we show up on stage, there's this safe zone around us for creativity and prosperity. Yeah, big stuff. Good. Hey, today's action. Excuse me. Today's action is going to be very tangible for the lofty beginning we started with here. We're actually doing something that's pretty damn ground level. Today, we're going to look around our immediate environment through a new lens, through a lens of congruence. Yeah. What in here sticks up? Where's a thumbtack in the middle of the carpet? Where's a burr on our nice smooth wood top that we catch our hand on every time? We're going to spot something inside of our office, in our bedroom, in our kitchen, in our car, maybe even on our computer desktop. Anywhere else we spend a lot of time, we're going to put on that lens of congruence and say, hey, what's sticking up? All right, so let's do the work here. I imagine my hallucination is, right when I mentioned that, you knew the area that I was talking about. Right? Something peaked up in you. Maybe you were even deciding, ooh, which one? Oh, I brought up a picture. I want to... I'll even be on screen while I show it because I am by no means immune from this. This is the table in my stand-up office desk where I wrote this today's fast action lesson. All that crap. And it's still up there. And my fast action today is to go clean that up. But as I was doing this, I looked around and I said, yeah, this is the kind of thing that that haunts us and starts slow and gets big. So what is yours? If you're deciding which one, decide on it. Because get out your notebook right now. Your notepad, whatever you write on, whatever you're keeping. And man, I've told you this before. I hope you're writing a best selling novel for you, for yourself, by you, for you about this. So you're going to be able at any point in life to open it up and say, today's the day I...
Let me show you guys how I do...
Dude, I don't have one down here. I'll try and get one. I'll bring one down from my office. My workshop, when I go to a workshop or take a workshop, it's one note per page. You know, these notebooks come with 200 pages in them, and I see people, and I used to do it too. Like, I try and get as much as I could on one page and then turn the page. Life's too short. Maybe it happened when I was 50, but if you're in your 20s and you learn this lesson, you're going to learn a lot more in your life. One note per page, just to be able to open that thing and just boom, 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 quickly identify those things. And it gives you room to doodle and make big notes that you can actually open up and read in an instant. All right, so you have your notebook out. Where is that area for you? Identify it. Write it down right now. Yep, you got it. Next question, and just note this down afterwards. How long has it been that way? You know, within 20% of how it looks right now, how long has it been that way? You know, I just want to point out a real important distinction here. This is that where we're heading right now with the next couple of questions is not shame. It's momentum. It's building strength for us. So it's a big difference between shame. Shame can be something we feel, can be toxic, something that kills us, or it can be something that's motivating. And that's the branch. I'm sorry, that has nothing to do with shame. These questions can be motivating, and that's the piece we're doing with them right now. How long has it been that way? Why did you choose this area? I imagine there were a couple places that came up when I said this. Why did you choose this one? Just scribble down a note. Does it block you? Do you see it daily? Is it in the way of what you do? Is it an embarrassment when people maybe come by? Is it something you have to explain? Why did you choose this one? Let's make it personal. All right, this one's fun. Bullet point out 1, 2, 3, whatever you can do. And you know, challenges, will there be in transforming this? What challenges will there be in you transforming this? Will you have to go out and get something? Will you have to get boxes? Will you have to give stuff, make piles, give stuff to Goodwill, put stuff on Craigslist, elicit help? Bullet point off the challenges there might be in transforming this spot. Good. So this is fun too. Let's bullet point off a couple things that'll be different once you do it. You know, appearance-wise, of course, but energetically, professionally, creatively, what's going to be different once this is different? Bottom line for this one is, why bother? Had it this way for a long time. Why bother? God, I can't wait to go up and do these for that. I can't wait to go up and do these for this. These questions are going to be like right on one of those big computer arms that you see there. And I can't wait to dig into these because I'm just laughing, thinking of my own answers for these. Yeah. Why bother? You got something there? Good. All right. What are your first three steps? And maybe you can get it all done in three steps. That would be amazing. Looking at that picture, I think I'm probably two steps. Make piles and put piles away. What are your first couple steps and when will you have them done by? I'd love to read some of those. Pop those in the comments. You guys are on. Hey, and make sure again that you're selected on your comments to all participants, not just all panelists. I'm the only panelist and I don't see those unless I look at a different file later on. What are the first couple steps and when will you do them by? Fast action, the stuff we're doing these 21 days is all about sneaking up on yourself. That's why it works so well. That thing you're looking at right now that you're writing the notes about, this could have been a cleaned up anytime. But fast action is about making a conscious choice, sneaking up on ourselves and doing it. Yeah, it blocks my creativity. Danny, I wish I could see your desk, Danny. Okay. Wow. Okay. That's awesome. You can email me a picture of that if you really want me to see it. I'll share it with the group tomorrow. That would be way awesome. I'd love that. How funny. All right. So those notes you took, those are there for when the resistance comes up, when you're doing this today. Even now, I just see, I see the energy flowing in these comments. Danny, you guys are on the phone. Danny says, I'll have to send you a video. It won't fit in a picture. That's awesome. So Danny, the fast action piece of that big desk might be a linear foot of it, right? I mean, breaking that up, depending on what you have time for. I know you're always on the move, but what do you have time for? What can you own? What can you do and say that foot of it, that linear foot, I'm going to make beautiful and I'm going to own that. Oh, very good. So those notes you took, all those notes you have listed above on your notebook right now, those are your backup. Those are the things that have your back for when the resistance kicks in today. All right? It's going to kick in, sneak in, and do it. Let me take a look at some of these because, man, this one, I should show you my desk. Five times as big and messy. That's actually, this is actually a hell of a desk. I don't know how many square feet it is, but I only got the corner of it, but it's a... you know, it's one of these ones that I couldn't fit it in this screen. It's one of those ones on a motor that rises and goes down, but I don't know, it's probably 4 feet across, but that's actually the only area that's messy because my mouse and keyboard are on the other side. So, whew. But yeah, man. Yeah, man. Okay. Modern artist Andy Warhol every month cleared everything off his desk and pushed it into a cupboard or box, file box of dates. Let me see. Wow. Just, and really, why wouldn't we? I mean, it's so funny to look. I mean, I'll report back on my right-hand pile tomorrow because I'm interested. Good. Office getting cleaned up. Kyle, very good. James Perry, get things in the right spaces. Get rid of the things not needed. Awesome. I hope everyone who wrote those things here can do those today. I mean, the important thing about fast action is we're jumping on things. We're not putting it on a to-do list. Good. And, you know, I want to spend about 30 seconds just saying the emails I'm getting, the things I'm seeing on Facebook, it's like, holy cow, you guys, it has really blown me away. It feels so good to be doing these every morning to wake up and throughout the day, things will trickle onto a Facebook feed or someone will send me an email of what they did. Kyle put a song on the internet, I think, for the first time. Holy cow. I'll share that with the group if he's not opposed to that, but you know, big stuff, man, big stuff by getting out of our own way. All right, good. That points perfectly to where we're going with today's question. And we're, 3 or 4 minutes we'll spend on this and we'll be on time. Good. Congratulations on picking an area to play with today. All right, good. Let's look at this from one of our favorite people, Dan O'Sullivan. How much of quick action? See, you ruined my name, man. I picked this very carefully. I'm going to say fast action. How much of fast action is just knocking things off your to-do list without second guessing? They're cousins, man, right? They are cousins. And I just spent a few minutes this morning after I picked this question scribbling down some things that came to me real quick. So, I mean, to-dos versus fast action, I really look at to-dos as daily goals, as things I have to knock off today. Fast action for me is nothing short of planting the seeds for a behavioral shift in my life that I will never go back to. To-do items often run the mundane. I mean, I can show you my to-do list item today. Fast action, defining. You know, we are doing these things so that we can bookmark the achievement, the little tiny bits, and we never go back to how we were. We get a bookmark of how it feels to set a clear intention to go do it. Others can choose on my to-do list. Hey, can you pick this up? Hey, can you do this? I'm the only one going near my fast actions I'm doing in this thing. No one told me about my desk up there. Any of the other fast actions I've done this week, man, those are things near and dear to my heart. I'm hopeful to finish my to-do list every day. And as I told you on the very first day, what's it like to have fast actions that you will die achieving? Man, so when I think about that, it's not even the same game, right? My to-do list and things are going to get carried over. This one, I'm not sleeping on this one. I'm not sleeping till this happens. This I choose consciously because it's a behavioral shift that I want to bring into my life and it's defining. Endless to-do list in charge every day. It'll always happen. This is specific and measurable. It's point-driven. Something we do, like Danny's doing 1 square foot of his desk, maybe whatever he chooses. I'm doing that right-handed area of my desk. So, you know, we could, I could go on and do other parts of my office, and I can choose those, right? I can come around and choose those when that time comes. But these are 5 big differences. I can keep going, and Dano, damn it, you know, hey, man, you're always right. This is a cousin of getting shit done. Just knocking things off without second guessing. So the second guessing piece, you know, I would even say between a to-do list and fast action, there's even another cousin in there, and that's just improv. Like, this feels good. I'm going to do it right now. Like, if you're in your car and you see a whole bunch of wrappers and you just pick them up, those weren't on a to-do list. They're certainly not fast action, but they are just little tiny things that we can do in between. So all kinds of levels of this, I consider fast action an almost sacred level. And ladies and gentlemen, 21, wish you guys a big day. I'll see you in the morning. Keep your achievements coming. You know, just send me photos. I'd love to bring more photos of this. This format does get a little lonely. It's one-sided, except for these cool comments. Wait, what did somebody write there? Specific, not SPL. Did I write that? Wait, where is it? Oh, I don't know. I don't know what that means. All right, you guys. Have fun, everybody. Share it, share it, share it. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.